Good Monday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. I've often wondered what it would have been like to be among that group of disciples walking along with Jesus from town to town. That's why I call our time together Walking with Jesus. Do you suppose the disciples could tell when Jesus was about to do a miracle or speak some profound truth that would radically change their understanding of life? Yesterday, we watched as they neared a village and 10 lepers approached Jesus, asking for help. Today, let's continue the journey with them on their way to Jerusalem, and this time, Luke's record tells us they were approaching one of the most historic cities in the world, Jericho. As was often the case, beggars would sit along the roadside near city gates, holding out their hands, asking for help from travelers. Sounds like our world, doesn't it? Do you often see homeless people at intersections with cardboard signs asking for help? What goes on inside your heart when you see that? Luke tells us one blind man, hearing the bustle of an approaching group of people, asked what was happening. He was told, I presume by another beggar sitting near him, that Jesus of Nazareth and his disciples were passing by. Pause. Think about that. What would it take for you and me to see our world with such spiritual awareness that we could tell when God was at work right in front of us, in the very real situations of life? This blind man sprang into action. Obviously, he had heard about Jesus before. The blind man shouted, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Luke 18, verse 38. Oh my, what do you hear in those few words? I hear that somehow this blind man understood the very significant Jewish lineage issue, that Jesus was born into the family of King David. Remember, that's why he was born in Bethlehem. I also see this blind man understood Jesus was kind, compassionate, and merciful. Also, clearly this blind man believed Jesus would not turn a deaf ear or ignore him. Do you have that same confidence when you call out to God? Undoubtedly, this blind man had received more than his share of insult and rough abuse in his lifetime. Do you remember, the disciples had asked Jesus who sinned causing the blindness of the man they met in John chapter 9? It seems this Jericho blind man had been taught the same demeaning rumor, that his blindness was judgment from God. So he cried out for God's mercy. When is the last time you and I have thought about what we really deserve from God, considering how often we marginalize God, pushing him away? Truth is, you and I live as recipients of God's great mercy every day, many times a day. Luke 18:39 is a very interesting commentary on the harshness of so many people. Those who led the way rebuked the blind man and told him to be quiet. Now, we don't know who these people are leading the procession with Jesus, but I wonder if it might have been one or more of the disciples who had perhaps grown weary of so many people always asking Jesus for help. Oh my, did that comment just strike a nerve? But this blind man was determined and not about to miss his opportunity with Jesus, so courageously he shouted even louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Suddenly, Jesus stopped and quieted the crowd jostling around him. Jesus had heard that one desperate voice over the noise of the crowd, and Jesus called for that voice to come to him. Can you see people quickly helping the blind beggar to his feet and telling him Jesus wanted to see him? Dr. Luke records it this way. When the blind man came near, Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? Luke 18, verse 40 and 41. Oh, I love that. Jesus often asked that question when confronted with a person in need. Remember, John chapter 5, verse 6. Why? Wasn't it obvious that this blind man would want sight? No, not necessarily. I urge us to embrace that question and answer it frequently in our conversations with Jesus. I have found it very helpful to my spiritual growth to think carefully before I ask God for anything. Why? Because motives are very important to God, according to James chapter 4, verse 3. This blind man responded with 5 confident words. Lord, I want to see. Luke 18. Do you hear his respect for Jesus in calling Jesus Lord? Do you hear his honesty, that his deepest desire was for sight? It appears Jesus responded immediately, and I believe with great joy. Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Luke 18, verse 42. And immediately this man could see and started celebrating, praising God. Mark's gospel names this man Bartimaeus. I've often wondered if maybe Jesus actually held the blind man's face in his hands and called him by name as he healed blind Bartimaeus. I think Jesus might want us to understand several very important things happening in this desperate Bartimaeus encounter, which apply to you and me today. First, Jesus knows our needs better than we do, and he hears our call even if we're surrounded by noise. Second, Jesus wants us to articulate what we want Jesus to do for us and why. Jesus wants to look closely at our motives. Third, there is no limit to Jesus' power and no limit to how many people he can help all at the same time, all around the world. Fourth, the unleashing of Jesus' power into our lives is often reliant upon the authenticity and size of our faith in Jesus. And fifth, the best thing we can do when we see God at work in our lives is praise him. Now, I want to urge you to read this short but very powerful healing story several times, asking yourself what need you have for a healing touch from Jesus and what your motives are. Then take a close look at your faith in God, trying to assess how authentic and strong your faith really is.